USA Radio News.
Pfizer and Moderna is expected to have updated versions of their shots available as early as September, according to the Food and Drug Administration. This is all to strengthen protection against the latest version of Omicron. The announcement means that the U.S. would not pursue a summer round of boosters using the current vaccines for adults under 50. Two Omicron subvariants, BA4 and BA5, are even more contagious than their predecessors and have pushed new daily cases above 125,000 and hospitalizations to 6,300. All the COVID-19 vaccines given in the U.S. until now have been based on the original version of the virus that began spreading across the country in early 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
As fires spread across the West, the U.S. House approved wide-ranging legislation aimed at helping communities in the region cope with increasingly severe wildfires and drought. The legislative measure approved by federal lawmakers Friday combines 49 separate bills and would increase firefighters' pay and benefits. The bill now goes to Senate. China has called out Biden.
To say communist China has lost the respect for the United States is an understatement. After Biden's handlers told the American people of the 2+ hour conversation, Chinese officials are now calling out President Biden as a liar. Zhou Lichong is Chinese foreign minister via a translator.
Claims about genocide and forced labor in Xinjiang are pure lies. You mentioned that a White House spokesperson said the issues of genocide and forced labor were mentioned in the call last night. That is false information.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Pro bono lawyers, bar associations, and public interest groups gathered at the White House to discuss how best to offer legal services and protections for women seeking abortions. The effort is part of an executive order signed by President Joe Biden earlier this month aimed at protecting access to abortion after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that established a constitutional right to the procedure. Lawmakers, lawyers will continue to, quote, encourage robust legal representation for those seeking reproductive care services, the White House said. Assistant Cook County State's Attorney Jim Murphy has stepped down after 25 years of service, explaining that he could no longer work under Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who he said is, quote, more concerned with political narratives and agendas than the victims and prosecuting violent crimes. The resignation comes weeks after Fox told officials at a county board committee hearing that 235 people, including attorneys, had resigned from her office since July of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.